ABC Radio Australia.
We begin with Papua New Guinea's Media Council was calling for a swift and independent police investigation after a journalist was allegedly assaulted by correctional service officers. The reporter from the national newspaper was attending a press conference at correctional service headquarters when she was confronted and assaulted, reportedly over a story about injuries to prisoners at the Bimana Correctional Facility. The journalist has since lodged a police complaint, and Prime Minister James Marape has called for a full investigation. So joining us this morning to discuss the incident is Neville Choi, President of the Media Council of Papua New Guinea. Then I say, good morning, Neville, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Aggie. Glad to be here.
Always. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I mean, Neville, this female reporter was allegedly punched and assaulted by five prison wardens. I'm wondering, what condition is she currently in?
She is okay. She was punched by the first attacker, a CS officer in CS uniform. She pushed him away, so she, in self-defense. Now, immediately after that, she returned to the office and filed a police report. So that is now on foot.
And Neville, what does this incident really, like, tell you? You know, as someone who was the head of the Media Council, what does it tell you about the state of press freedom in PNG?
Well, to speak on the state of press freedom in PNG, I mean, just having public servants lashing out at reporters over something that seems now to be bigger than what it initially was, I mean, that is just, that's not on. We can't have public servants and attacking reporters because they clearly probably have something to hide. Reporters are just doing their jobs, and they're reporting facts, and they're reporting on what the citizens should know and what government should know. And it's shameful for public servants to at the CS to lash out like that.
So then what does the Media Council themselves want to happen with the situation?
Well, she has filed a report, a police report, and we have we understand that the RPNGC is looking at this seriously, and I think what the media probably needs is for public servants and the public in general, and persons in authority to realize the work of the media. I mean, we're not here to point fingers at anybody. We're here to report the facts and for our citizens to make more informed decisions, and for our authorities to pay attention to what may be happening that they don't know about.
Well, Neville, we understand police investigation has started, and you know the Prime Minister has voiced his support for an official probe. I want to know, why is it necessary for the council to also voice its position on this issue?
Well, over the past 3 or 4 years, there's been our national leaders have called for more work on improving the standard of journalism, etc. We from the council have tried to inform and educate our national leaders and our authorities in the country that we are a necessary part of democracy. Freedom of the press is extremely important to make sure that our citizens know what's going on and to make sure that our leaders know what our citizens' concerns are.
I mean, this is the other thing. I understand that, you know, citizens should be informed, right, of things like this that are happening. How should the process be then when it comes to an incident like this?
Well, if the council has set up and formalized the Independent Complaints Tribunal, and it's the industry's complaints management mechanism, and it's available there for anybody to use, from citizens to government. And if anybody has any issues about the way the media is working, then they have a formal process to follow. To lash out at journalists who are just doing their jobs is inexcusable.
Neville, are you aware that this is an isolated incident, or has this happened before?
I can't say it's an isolated incident. We have had threats against the media before. We have had journalists who have been attacked while they were practicing their craft. But there are you'll see now with this case that there's a lot of understanding, more understanding about the work of the media and the importance of the work of the media. And we'd like to make sure that that this continues and this is acknowledged, not just by particular individuals, but by everyone.
And I would like to know then, what protections are in place for our female journalists, you know, when they're just out there having to do their jobs?
Well, our newsrooms are well aware of women journalists out in the field, so they have security protocols that they follow. And it's not just threats against women journalists. I mean, men journalists also face the same things. But I think the issue is how the understanding of how the media works. Many people or people in authority, and a clear case of this is the CS officers who attacked the journalist felt that she was at fault for highlighting or reporting something or reporting on information that was made available to all of the media and not just the national.
Neville, are you aware that there has been any, I do understand there's an investigation underway at the moment, but are you aware of any arrests since this incident had happened?
No, I am not aware of any arrests that have taken place since Saturday. I do know that the police, the RPNG police commissioner has committed to ensure that there is an investigation that's going on. So we have the investigation into the Bomana prison incident. But the Commissioner of Police has also said that his team is looking at the incident of the assault.
Well, as always, Neville, thank you so much for keeping us across the latest as to what is happening there in PNG. But hopefully we can catch up again to the outcome of this.
Thank you, Aggie.
No worries. That is Neville Choi, President of the Media Council of Papua New Guinea here on Pacific Beat.